Welcome to Under the Microscope. I'm Tyler Adkisson. Monsanto, the world's largest seed company, is attempting to swallow up the world's largest producer of pesticides. As Harvest Public Media's Luke Runyon reports, the deal signals a change in focus for the agricultural giant, with ripple effects across farm country.
Welcome.
Ty Vaughn motions to what looks like a large refrigerator door at a Monsanto lab in suburban St. Louis. He's in charge of making sure the company's seeds conform to international regulations.
So in here, these are plants that we're using for demos. You probably saw some of these plants.
The room is outfitted with bright lights and mirrored walls. It's full of crops in various stages of growth, tomatoes, corn, and soybeans. For the last few decades, rooms like this have been the testing grounds for the company's game-changing and controversial genetically engineered seeds. I'm here as part of a press tour of the research campus. Lately, the corporation's been trying to explain itself to consumers, attempting to change its brand to that of a warm and fuzzy food company rather than a shadowy seed conglomerate. And it's been on a buying frenzy. Monsanto's purchased weather analysis companies and big data firms, betting that as climate change takes hold, farmers will need more technology to adapt. Vaughn says Monsanto's even looking into how drones could be deployed on farms.
Everybody's always drawn to the new shiny technologies that are coming along, right?
The company is widely known for the invention of the herbicide glyphosate, sold under the brand name Roundup. But that was discovered decades ago. And today, Monsanto lags behind in chemistry research. That's why it's trying to buy Syngenta, the largest producer of farm chemicals in the world.
Now, this has been a very unusual deal. I'm kind of used to the situation where, you know, two parties meet, you know, they argue, you usually walk out once or twice.
That's Monsanto's chief technology officer, Rob Fraley. He's speaking to me and 19 other journalists as part of a National Press Foundation program co-sponsored by the Organic Trade Association, the AARP Foundation, and Monsanto.
You know, this has been a deal that's all been played out in the public.
So far, Syngenta has rebuked Monsanto's offers. And to add insult to injury, Syngenta executives began leaking private letters between the two companies. Monsanto's proposal involves buying Syngenta's chemical operation under a larger parent company, which would sport a brand new name. Hope Shand is a researcher with the ETC Group, a Canadian agriculture think tank. Shand says the large multinational corporations that produce seeds and chemicals for farms are primed to start feasting on each other, and farmers will feel it.
What we're going to see is a whole feeding frenzy among these corporations. Basically, we're talking about narrowing farmers' options.
If this is to go through, there are a lot of antitrust concerns.
Phil Howard studies corporate consolidation at Michigan State University. Monsanto argues its proposed deal wouldn't trigger an antitrust crackdown. Even if that's true, Howard says another big concern is what deals like this mean for research.
Companies are very focused on blockbuster innovations, so they put a lot of money into things that are going to give them blockbuster profits, and they ignore innovations that are needed but are not necessarily going to give them huge returns.
Back at Monsanto's research facility, Ty Vaughn says while the company's moves into chemistry, data collection, and maybe drones are broadening its focus, genetically engineered crops will remain its bread and butter.
Biotech is here to stay. We've already shown the value of biotech, and we're going to continue to have efforts into biotech. These other tools are just going to augment that.
The deal with Syngenta is far from finished. After a couple rejections, Monsanto has taken to wooing Syngenta's shareholders. A final deal is likely to come down to what Monsanto is willing to pay. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.